USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
Look, Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And it's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly, if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things. I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death. Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torogowski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Grammy Award-winning country band is changing their name in the wake of the George Floyd protest, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the words ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon is reportedly removing the immensely popular 70s series The Dukes of Hazzard from its streaming library as it reviews its content offerings in the wake of racial tension. The TV series ran on CBS for 7 seasons, and it follows the adventures of Bo and Lou Duke, who create mischief in their fictional small town of Hazzard County, Georgia. The show has been criticized over the years, especially for the boys' well-known car, the General Lee, which has a Confederate flag on the roof. The move would be in line with a recent decision made by HBO Max, which removed the Oscar-winning Civil War film Gone with the Wind from its library. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.